Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream. In the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in.
Yes,
look.
Sir.
Look. We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. Positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging that gold, so if you ain't fragile, through the next connection, we streaming you to Mexico.
So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down relationships to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
Peace and blessings. It's the Bree Life Radio Show Freestyle Thursdays, and I'm your girl, Bree. And we are freestyling. It has been a beautiful day here in New York. How has it been in your area of the country? I want to know. So give me a call at 424-220-1862. And keep those emails coming in to BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. Again, that number is 424-220-1862. And call in to Bree Life Radio so that you can freestyle with me. Oh, my goodness, do I have some freestyles for you tonight. But I see that I'm being joined by my sister, Red, so we're going to bring her on. Red, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good.
How's everything in your world?
Everything in my world is very busy and crazy and chaotic today. So.
Wow. Tell me about it. What's your freestyle?
My freestyle. What is my freestyle today? Patience.
Okay.
You have to have a lot of patience when you're doing things that you don't want to do. You got to have a lot of patience. So that's my freestyle today.
That's your freestyle. Well, yeah. Since you live in same area of the country that I live in, but this didn't happen in our neck of the woods. Did you happen to hear about the guy that ate half of this man's face off?
Okay. No. Oh,
did you hear
God.
About this?
No. When did you hear about
Miami?
That?
Oh my God! These two homeless guys. Well, one of the guys was definitely homeless. And this 31-year-old black guy.
Was he homeless?
He kept his face off of this Caucasian man.
Was something wrong with him? Oh.
Well, they said that he was hopped up on a new drug called, what is it called? Oh, my goodness. What is the name of this drug? I can't remember. But you know what? I think it's a amped up form of crystal meth. It's crazy.
To cause you to turn into a cannibal.
Bath salts. That's the name of it. Bath salts.
Really? That makes
sense. Yeah. They said it is a hell of a hallucinogenic. It, you know, you hallucinate. You're paranoid. You just act completely crazy.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's disgusting. I didn't hear anything about that. That was horrifying.
And the both of them were naked under the causeway.
What?
And they had to shoot the guy dead to get him off of him. Unbelievably so, the man lived, but half his face is gone. So you got to be some extra kind of crazy to eat somebody's face off.
I just can't even believe that he was, because I'm thinking if you're homeless and you're hungry and you're high, like, where do you get that energy from to be able to, because our skin, although we may think it's thin, it's pretty thick. He must have had a pair of a hell of a set of teeth on him to do. I just couldn't imagine. That just sounds like something that an animal would be able to do. Like, how does human teeth gnaw through flesh like that?
Gnawing through flesh. Well, oh, my goodness. It's been a beautiful day in the neighborhood, but, I mean, how is it up in Harlem, USA? Isn't it a gorgeous evening?
It's, yes. It's
nice and breezy.
Mm-hmm, nice and breezy. Not too mm-hmm. warm. That's really good. It's not sticky, not humid. That's a good thing. So it's very
yeah.
pleasant.
Well, my first freestyle of the night is, oh, my God, people. Why do people who are emotionally wounded continue to blame the one who hurts them? When are we going to start taking accountability for our part in the hurt? That's the only way that you can grow. You got to let it go. But you got to work towards letting it go. And I just had a long conversation with a really good friend of mine and a great friend to the Bree Life Radio Show, Twan.
Uh-huh.
About this very topic. You know, you when one is emotionally wounded and how sometimes they tend to hold on and harness the hurt and they don't see that they, and I'm not talking about anybody in particular, but I'm just saying I'm in the midst of a lot of the walking wounded. That's what I call them. And I was the walking wounded at one time, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But at some point, you got to stop crying and you got to stop complaining. And the first part of the growth is accepting or dealing with the hurt and disappointment. You have to think about, okay, what was my part in it? Yeah, he cheated, she cheated, he lied, he didn't do what he said he was going to do. But you know what? Those things could not happen if you didn't allow access to you. And that's the part of the accountability that most of us don't think about.
Hmm.
Now, when something happens once, it might be a mistake, but when it's happening several times, that's a habit that has formed, that's a pattern that has formed, and whose fault is that? That the pattern forms. Is it the person who's exercising the action, or is it you who are allowing the person time and space to upset your life the way they're doing it? It's something to think about, people. That's why
yeah.
that's the first freestyle for tonight.
Could be a combination of both. I mean, it really depends on where you are in your life. I always attribute growth to decades of age ranges, so it depends on how young you are, how old you are, and how you were able to deal with trauma and disappointment when you were younger. That's exactly how you're going to deal it with when you're older, especially if you didn't have any positive role models to show you how to deal with disappointment and anger and to be able to move on with closure. But I've always been one of those people who always look for the reason why something has happened, because once you find the reason, then you can get the lesson, because you've got to get the lesson in order
yeah.
for you to have the heal begin, and once the healings begin, then you get the blessing, because everyone comes into your life for a reason. I said this on a show, I think it was last week, that everyone comes into your life for a reason, whether it be for a short-term or long-term period of time. Everyone is on their own journey. Everyone is about to reach their own destiny. And everyone who comes into your life is just not meant to be with you. They're meant to give you something. You give them something, whatever that is. You need to figure that out so that you can move on. So So I think that until people start thinking of, okay, what is the reason why this has happened? Let me get the lesson so I can start my healing process and get the blessing. Because there are blessings in everything that we do, encompassing the people and the relationships that we have, how, no matter how short they are, no matter who they are.
That's
male,
right.
Female, it could be with anybody. It could be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance. It could be your dad, your mother. It could be anybody. There is always a lesson. So that's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm. I am in total agreement with that perspective. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We're being joined by who are our most famous participant on the Bree Life Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's none other than Mark in Houston, Texas.
It's Mark.
Mark. Okay. Well, we'll just keep the line open for Mark. Well, so that was my first freestyle. I can expand on that freestyle and say, why don't we allow ourselves enough time to heal? Since you brought up the topic of, you know, the point about healing,
mm-hmm.
why do we not do that? And it's my perspective that most of the time we don't give ourselves an ample time to heal is because we don't like feeling crappy. We don't want to be lonely. You know, it don't feel good being by yourself. So what do? You get distracted by another person, thinking that by being distracted, you're no longer going to feel the pain and disappointment that you just encountered.
Mm.
And you couldn't be further from the truth, because at some point, you're going to have to face yourself. You're going to have to do it. And why give somebody a broken shell or a broken spirit?
I agree.
When you
with that.
Think about it, right? When you think about it, you don't want anyone to present themselves
mm-hmm.
as if they're broken.
Well, that's the rebound process. Nobody wants to be the rebound person, but you don't want to go out and seek a rebound person either. And I do believe that you're supposed to give yourself some time to get to, again, go back to the healing yourself, get to figure out what it is that went wrong, why, and love yourself up. I mean, why do we always have to attach ourselves to somebody? Who said that? Love yourself. Know yourself. Be with yourself. This way, when you go into the next situation, you'll fully be aware of what you want, when you want it, and how you want it. And then you won't keep repeating the same processes and the same mistakes all the time. I mean, that's the way I see it. I don't believe there is a saying that the best way to get over a person is to get under a new one. I don't believe that. I don't believe that you have to constantly leave a relationship to jump into another one so you can get over the last one. Where are you in this process? Because now I'm thinking you're just becoming a human iron board. I don't understand. You need at some point to be able to let go of all of the needs of wanting to be pressing flesh with someone and start getting into who you are and what you want as a person. Because life is short, and you really don't want to have 30, 40 years go by and you're sitting around someplace in a nursing home trying to figure out, okay, I've had many, many loves. I've had many, many, many loves, and none of them ever stayed around, and I still don't know why, and I'm in this home dying alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. So that was my second freestyle. You know, why don't we allow ourselves the ample time to heal?
Mm-hmm.
Healing is really important. Because it plays a role in how we interact after the pain has been placed with us after the event has taken place, and now we're forever changed by this event. So now we got to process it and deal with all the emotions and the mental space and all of the things that are attached to the incident.
Exactly.
And it sometimes it shapes us into somebody else, you know, into someone else, to where we could be, you know, some of us become very bitter or very extremely careful or hypersensitive. And a lot of that is because we ain't dealt with the stuff that's been bothering us.
Right. Like that song. Remember that song, Erykah Badu's song, Bag Lady? You carry all this baggage around.
That's right.
Don't look through the baggage. We don't clean out the baggage. We're just lugging it from one destination to the next. Same old baggage. After a while, baggage starts to smell. You're going to have to clean it out sooner or later. If you keep carrying it around, it becomes a hindrance to the person that you're carrying it to, and a hindrance on yourself. You keep lugging this stuff around, you get tired. Stop carrying around your baggage, people. Let it go.
Yeah, let it go and let it flow. So where are you, people? I need you to call 424-220-1862. We're freestyling. We're going to take a commercial break, and hopefully we'll be joined back with Mark in Houston, Texas. So stay tuned.
If you didn't tune into the Bree Life Radio Show on Wednesday, this is what you missed.
Hey, Mark. Mark, yeah, check it out, Mark. If they give it up too easy sometimes, I mean, if vagina was a stock, it would plummet. It would plummet.
Mm.
Because you give it away too easy.
You hear that, ladies? There is a brother on the line that's saying that the ladies are giving it up too easy.
And this?
We want a lot more than sex, too. We want to be loved. We want to be respected. Mm-hmm. We want a whole lot of that will make the sexual experience that much more enhanced.
We can't forget about this.
Tony, you heard that. Do you know she's taking the easy way out of this one? You know what I'm saying, Tony. Come on, Bree.
Wow. No, listen. I say you have to be honest. You have to be honest with your partner of what the deal breakers are.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
No, we breathing light. We ain't breathing heavy now. Right.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Check us at blogtalkradio.com/ Bree Life.
What you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree Life.
How we live in life.
Hey.
Yeah, 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 that's right. We are not breathing heavy. We are inhaling and breathing light. And it's the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm your host, Bree. And guess what, people? It's Thursday. And what do we do on Thursdays, Beth? We freestyle. Off the hook, baby. And guess what? We're finally have been joined by our most esteemed colleague, Mark. In Houston, Texas. What's going on, Mark? Oh, this is crazy. Mark!
Oh, my gosh, wow.
Oh, he's fired. Mark, what is going on with your technology?
Oh, my goodness.
Laughing at you. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I think it was because we had bookends. There's another Mark, but he's not from Houston, Texas. He's from Hotlanta. And he's always cute. He's a loyal supporter of the Bree Life Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
None other but Super Duper himself. I'm going to bring him on the line just for a minute because I want to hear his voice.
All righty.
Super Duper! Come on, Say something. Say something to the nice people, Super.
Yes, baby. How you doing?
How are you?
Wonderful. Yourself?
You're wonderful? What you doing? Watching basketball?
And you know this.
I know, I know. I'm not going to hold you. But look, just for me, can you give me a freestyle tonight? Something real short.
Just keep me on the line.
Keep you on the line?
Yeah, just keep me on the line.
So put you back in queue, that's what you're saying?
No.
Oh, keep you live, okay. Cool. So, Red.
I tried to get on last night, but I had texted you to see if you see me, but you never responded.
You know what? I think you have a complex because you're always telling me, Sabrina, I text you. Sabrina, I emailed you. I called you, left you a message. You don't respond to my messages. Like I'm doing that on purpose.
So nobody said nothing bad about it. I'm just saying that I was trying to get on last night. That's why I was texting you.
Is that your
I'm trying to get on, and I was asking you if you're seeing me.
Is that
your freestyle? Yeah, responded. You want to go freestyle? Responded.
Yeah.
Sabrina Hassan does not respond to people like that. She is so-called so busy.
Well, ain't that a blip?
And then when she does respond, then she go ahead and she gives short messages, short comments. I'm letting you know I'm listening on the phone, and you sitting there saying, loyal listener. I'm like, oh, okay, I thought we was friends, you know, want to say something.
Oh, my God. Please, for everyone out there in radio land, let me introduce you to none other than Super Duper of Crown Heights, Brooklyn. This is my longtime friend that I grew up with in Crown Heights, and yes, he happens to be also a very loyal listener of the Bree Life Radio Show. Can we all give a round of applause for Super Duper? Red, let me introduce you to Super Duper.
Hi.
Oh, Red. How you doing, Red?
I
commend you, Red, on last night. You are off the chain. You put Mark in his place.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was trying to hold it down for the sisters. Trying to hold it down. It wasn't easy.
Oh, my God. You know who I'd love to hear from, too? Lulabee.
Oh, yeah. She is something.
Don't call her Lulabelle. Lulabee, if you out there, you know the number to the Bree Life Radio Show, 424-220-1862. So come on, Super, give me a good freestyle.
Hey, I'm chewing. Hold on. Huh?
I'm
getting my heat on.
Oh, please. Red.
Yes, ma'am.
What activities are going to be happening in Harlem, USA this weekend? Anything good?
Nothing that I know about because I work, so I'm sure there's going to be some kind of club, festival, something or another. As the months get a little warm over here, they try to get ready for the little parades and stuff like that to happen. But other than that, I'm not sure. We just passed the holiday, so they had a few little outdoor carnivals and festivals this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So this coming weekend, probably going to be quiet.
Okay. I see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our resident, we have a resident photographer in Crown Heights, my very good friend Daniel Ivy. He's always you got to get on my Facebook page, people. You can reach me at Bree Life Radio on Facebook and Bree Life Radio on Twitter. And he belongs to a group called I Grew Up in Crown Heights, and he's always posting the most interesting pictures about Crown Heights or Brooklyn itself. He's all over the city taking pictures, and it's always stuff that you wouldn't expect to see or that you probably walk by thousands of times and didn't take notice of. And he's also the information guy for what's hot in New York. One day we got to get him on the Bree Life Radio Show and tell him, you know, keep us up to date, because he's a good source of information.
Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, for a third time, we are bringing into the studio, live in Houston, Texas.
Oh, my God.
In Houston. Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, we do. Can you hear me now?
There he is. Oh, my goodness. And
oh,
guess
my
what?
God.
And guess what? Guess who's coming on the line, too? It's
Quan.
Unknown.
Oh, Quan, okay.
Quan.
Yes,
oh, Quan.
Yeah, I'm here. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
So come on, people. Mark, set it off.
Set it off. Yeah, technology. it's a mess. That's all I can say. I mean, I called in there twice. I'm sitting up here saying hello, 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 hello. Nobody's saying nothing to me. I don't get it. Something's wrong with technology. See, we depend on it too much. We should go back to the cans and the string and holler it out the window. But that would mean that we have to live a little closer. And we live too far away for that, so I don't know what to do no more. I'm kind of lost out here. You know, I'm in Houston, Texas. What I'm going to do? I mean, yeah, somebody can help me out with the technology. But, you know, I was able to hear you all talk, and it was quite interesting what you all were talking about because, you know, about people going right from one situation, you know, and I think I'm going to tell you, men think more like this than women. Not that this is a battle of the sexes thing, but I really will tell you, women have a tendency to take more time off after a breakup than men do. They just do. And I think that it's got a lot to do because, you know, I always think about it. Most of the women I know will tell you, especially if they were married or they were in a long-term serious relationship, they may be out the game for 2 years, well, a year and a half or 2 years, easy. Well, they're not even trying to, and especially if they're children and they have a really serious job, they have a tendency to put their time in their kids or their employment or their career, whatever the case may be. Men are a little different because most of the time, one thing about it is this, and even statistics show that men don't live as long without a woman. They just don't. They don't live as long without a woman. And one thing about it is we really like to have that woman. We do. And even the guys that play the field, they play in the field because they want to keep touching, being in touch, being connected to that woman. You know, it's a piece of, and again, I don't like that word, completion. I don't really like that phrase. But I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we were created to attach. We were created to attach. So when people talk about being by themselves, that's actually not natural to be alone. We're not a solitary species. So
let me ask you something, Mark.
Go on.
What happens when one who has been by themselves for a while? How does one who has been by themselves for a while make that transition?
Well, again, I don't think, and I keep saying this, it's quite interesting because women are different than, I keep saying women are different than men. I'm saying that for a reason. Because even when a man doesn't get into a long-term serious relationship, he might have several flings or several interactions where a woman won't do that. She won't even do that. And so it's going to be a little harder for her to reintegrate anyway because now she took the time off to do all the work that you all talk about you all have to do. But the reality is that she got to get her legs back, meaning she's not used to having that type of intimate conversation interaction many times. So it's going to be hard, number one, as much as you say people don't carry baggage or they need to clean themselves up. But even when they feel healthy, a lot of times they have a lot of skepticism when it comes to can this be the one. So it's going to be they're going to walk a little softer. They're going to be a little more hesitant a lot of times. Now, I'm saying this as, and I'm saying this as a general thing, because by me being out there dating and interacting and so forth, so I find that women, and again, and I see women, and I keep saying women because you all just think differently than we do. We really do. Your
well,
needs are different than ours.
Well, brothers on the line, what do you both have to say about that? Let's start with Twan.
Well, what I have to say about that is, you know, it's for men, it's just a quicker turnaround. We just process our emotions a little differently. And I think Mark is correct. We live longer when we're actually connected with a woman and we actually stay in relationship, especially close relationship. Men need, they need that comfort also, and that, that comes from the nurturing when we're younger, developing into men. It's still there. It might be hidden and dormant, but it's still there. I also think polarity has a lot to do with it. You know, positive and two negatives repel, a positive and a negative attract. So men and women attract, or men attract to women rather, in terms of recovering or in terms of adapting to their situations emotionally and in relationships. So that's my take on it. I think it's necessary. I think that the long term, I have to look at myself over, and I've been attacked by 35 people, you know, I'm a mess up this, that, or the other. That's bull baloney. I think you just need, you need to take it by the reins and get connected, you know. But,
okay,
you know,
who's moving now?
Yeah, I'm hearing, I can't, hello?
Yeah, just you know, and just, you know, take your time with someone. But I don't think it's healthy for you to not be interactive with somebody. I think it's healthy either way around.
Okay.
Well,
more?
And, you know, and just kind of piggybacking off of Tom is a good point about the nurturing. And again, we, me and Red kind of went through this yesterday about this whole issue of, you know, when he's going to stop, when is he going to be ready to take care of whatever, himself, and all this kind of stuff. Well, the tripped out part about it is, and I keep saying it, women are lifelong nurturers. They're lifelong nurturers. So their ability, a lot of times, to have long periods of time alone, because they understand how to sustain themselves emotionally by themselves. They understand, because they've been used to helping other people, meaning mainly children and other people, learn how to cope and deal. You teach your kid a lot about coping and dealing and handling his or her emotions, where men on a general, we don't do that. We get our emotional pieces from y'all. We really do. So
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I think I know where you're going. But so here is my confusion in that, is that every time you guys decide that you're going to bounce from chick to chick, girl to girl, relationship to relationship, however you want to call it, even if it's just an endless stream of booty calls, what you are doing is that when you finally meet a good woman, the woman who could possibly be the one, all of the stuff that you should have dealt with from the person that hurt you before, all of the in-between booty calls and all this other stuff, you've never dealt with that. So now this woman, who's a good woman, has to pick up those pieces that are broken inside of you that you have refused to dealt with. And it leaves us with what I said yesterday. The lack of understanding, the lack of communication, the lack of your knowing what you want, the lack of you doing what you say you're going to do, all because you never gave yourself the time to heal and to figure out what it is that you really want and what it is that you did in the last relationship that you need to correct and what you're truly looking for in the next one so you won't repeat that again. So I'm not saying stay alone forever. I'm just saying there should be some sort of time frame in between one relationship to the next so that you won't keep dragging the next good woman
through crap that's unnecessary. That's my take on it.
So the question then becomes, how long is this duration of time that you feel would actually give some kind of closure and healthy transition to get to another relationship with a woman? What is your take?
Can I answer that question, please?
Jump in. Jump in.
When you stop talking about it, because that, when you're hurt and a form of dealing with or processing what happened is communicating it to other people. Because in truth, I mean, this is just real talk here. Most of the time you tell a person your story because you want them to feel some type of empathy for you. Because you felt wronged by what the other person did, or you're disappointed with how it all played out. And when you're talking about the same thing with a variety of people or with one person in particular, that's a way of you processing what happened. But what sometimes happens in that scenario is that the person that you're sharing this stuff with, or the people that you're sharing this stuff with, sometimes become turned off or desensitized by it because they heard it so much, or they heard something similar that you might have said about the same subject. And that's when a person has to realize, you know what, yeah, you know, talking and communicating is good for the soul. But sometimes, you know, when you want to work something out, you need to go to people who have unbiased opinions about it, like therapists, like counselors that are trained to help you work through some of your stuff. Because family and friends, they can't give you the compassion that you're really looking for, because they have their own opinions. They've lived their own life, and they always try to equate what is going on with you with something that happened with them. And then they'll start talking about it, and then, you know, the purpose of you sharing the story gets lost. At a certain point, you have to come to the understanding that, you know, talking about what happened ain't helping. You got to do something different.
Well, I really feel like, okay, let me tell you this. This is the best way I can explain it. I can only speak from my own experiences. I have a lot of male friends. And when they are in pain, they take that pain and they try their best to bury it, but it sometimes comes out in crazy ways at unpredictable times for crazy reasons that no one seems to understand, except for the fact that he knows he's in pain, but he can't deal with it. So he'll go and get in a fight. He'll cause a fight with his woman or his ex. He'll go and create a situation, anything that's going to get him to stop thinking about the pain that he's feeling is what he's going to do. So it will come out in negative ways. So in order for him to heal, it depends on the individual. It depends on how strong that relationship was. It depends on what came out of that relationship. I have found half of my male friends who have said they've held on to the pain because they spent way too much money. That hurts them. Somehow getting in your pockets is your source of ache. So y'all hold on to that. Then the other half of them, they hold on to the pain because they've had children by this person. They know they've wronged this person. They can't forgive themselves because of what they did to this person, but they can't move on either because they don't know how. And so in order for them to be able to heal, they figure, let me just jump into the next situation because that's going to stop the pain, but it doesn't. Because when they get up and they finish doing whatever they were doing, that pain is still with them. And it comes out. It comes out in conversations. We could be talking about the weather, and then it'll go back to, but let me tell you, because I know I did her right. I know I wasn't wrong, blah, 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 blah. And you're thinking, okay, but you're not looking at what you did do, and you're not looking at what you didn't do.
And no one is saying either one was right, but apparently it wasn't good enough for her, and that's why y'all are no longer together. And a conversation that you're having with me and trying to get you to heal, you should be having with her. But y'all don't do that because men have egos, and y'all ride on those egos to the day you drop instead of saying, I screwed up, I didn't know what to do, I'm sorry, and so let's just try to fix it. But y'all don't do that, and that's why you keep having the same issues with y'all carrying your stuff around in other ways and then taking it out on the next good woman that you meet and returning to the same period of cycles that you was in before.
Well, that's a good point. We're going to take a break on that note, and when we return, I'm going to ask Super Duper what does he think about what he's heard. So we'll be back in about a minute.
This one's for you, Alex Stoney and Gigi, the representative. You know, the person who is, but they ain't. Now, remember, the representative can be good. They might be able to represent for 4 years or might get her done in 2 weeks. They have a sparkling smile. Best foot forward, great humor. The one you want to take home to mama. But if you got a minute, stick around. You'll get a chance to see the frog, ribbit, ribbit, swallow your princess. You were just in the fitting room, getting ready for that wedding. Okay, now, I'm going to need you to hold your horses. Slow down. You got to know that all that glitters ain't gold. It ain't even gold-plated. So this is what I'm going to need you to do. Start seeing who's in front of you before they get under you. This has been Mark Said It in under a minute.
Oh, well, there it is. It's Bree Life Radio. It's Freestyle Thursdays, and that's what we're doing. And I'm joined tonight with Red, with Super Duper in Hotlanta, with Twan from Places Unknown, and none other than Mark. Houston, we have a problem. Texas. Peace and blessings, everybody. So before we took the commercial break, Super Duper, what you thinking? Okay. Well, I don't know if Super Duper's still there, but I see my brother from another mother is on the line. We're going to bring Ricky on.
Hey.
What's up, Black?
What's going on?
Hey.
How you doing?
What's happening? Everybody all right?
Everybody.
What's going on, Rick?
What's going on, brother? You good?
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I see y'all been holding it down the past couple of weeks. It was a good one last night.
Yeah, well, we definitely missed you. And I know that there was, listen, I understand there might have been some technical difficulties with the queue because we lost Chris. He was trying to get back in and couldn't get back in. And
mm-hmm.
You said you were on and trying to get on. So, what's your freestyle, big brother?
Let me tell you something that pissed me off today. I heard that, I don't know, Red Meyer heard it, but you see Mayor Bloomberg trying to outlaw soda. Now, I'm not a soda
mm-hmm.
drinker, but don't you
I'm
think
about
it's
to
about
have some right now. Just on that note.
Our government stay the hell out of everybody's damn business, telling everybody what they could drink, what they could eat, and all kind of nonsense.
Getting out of control.
I'm like, soda, okay, yeah, you know, it's fat and all kind of shit, but that ain't the damn problem. It's a lot of damn problems with people getting fat.
When
and
they do
so,
it in excess.
You know, soda, yeah. I mean, if you start getting to where you got to shut things down because people are getting obese, shit, you got to shut McDonald's down, Burger King. You know, the food is being shot up with all kinds of, what kind of nonsense is this, man? They in everything. Everything.
Uh-huh.
That shit ticking me off.
That's your freestyle?
You know?
That's your first one?
Yeah. I'm a little pissed off about that right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You know how I feel about Coca-Cola.
Mm.
Now, if somebody take my Coca-Cola away, I don't know. I'm not going to be a very pleasant person. You're already saying I'm a mad Black woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you take my Coca-Cola away.
Yeah,
somebody gonna get jacked up.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah.
So, speaking of obese, I was having a discussion. I will not out the person because they happen to be on the line. But you know how I have my offline discussions with people. And this person was saying that they don't want an obese woman. Because an obese woman will cause some difficulty for them. How they can move around. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. What is obese in the minds of most men?
Well,
Let me see. Is Super Duper still there?
Yeah, I'm there.
What? Who there?
Messed up.
Okay. What's obese, Super?
I was going to ask that question. What's considered obese? I mean, you have big women, you have little waist but big booties. I mean, what is considered obese? Over 300 pounds, over 250?
I heard Mark the loudest in the room, but we're going to start with Mark. What from your perspective, from your vantage point, what would you consider obese to be?
Well, I mean, over whatever the weight you're supposed to be, based upon your height, your your age, all of that stuff takes in consideration. I mean, everybody. I mean, as far as what obese is concerned, it has a lot to do with your health. It has to do with, is your weight affecting your cholesterol? Is your weight affecting your high your blood pressure? Is your weight affecting your how you feel when you walk? I mean,
right.
Just because something looks good to a man, you know, men say they like thick. Thick is a kind of a weird thing. So thick means what? What does that mean? I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I think at the end of the day, it's kind of like even with Monique. When Monique was doing all that talking about big women, little skinny bitches, as she said, stuff like that. At the end of the day, she's still trying to lose weight. So at the end of the day, I think people understand what's healthy and what's not healthy. Now, what happens is you can get adept and adapt to all kind of things. So if you start getting used to seeing women with certain sizes, or women even get used to being certain sizes, they may say that's good. I don't think you should ever have an issue with self-image. I think you should feel good about who you are as a human because your weight is not who you are. However, your weight may affect how you feel on a day-to-day basis. You know what I'm saying? It may affect your endocrine system, you know. It may cause you to have diabetes. Because, see, here's the thing. We can talk about what it is. We can say you shouldn't say this, that, and the other. But right now, we have an epidemic. Right now, this country of people with diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. And it's all weight-related and diet-related. We can talk about my preference as a man or your preference as a woman, but I think it's a little deeper than that. I mean, you know, the bottom line, it really is a little deeper than that. I mean, and so I think we have to look at it from that standpoint. And again, like I said, I like to go back to Monique. Monique did a lot of running her mouth about this, that, and that. Big women, you know, and that's part of her comedic thing. And some of that was kind of like comedy relief for the fact that she probably was in pain about a lot of stuff, too. At the end of the day, if you start going to the doctor told her, you carrying around too much, baby. You hurt yourself. Whatever name you want to call it, if it's hurting your body, then you need to reconsider. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Twan, what's your take on obesity? What's your preference? Let's hear that.
Well, first of all, I want to say if you get in a queen-size bed and you keep getting in and out of it for about 3 months, and then when you get out of it, it looks like you're still in it. You got a weight problem. I think, seriously, it's an unhealthy situation, period. I think it at one point, women's ankles swell up like ham hocks. You're looking at it and you know it's unattractive. You know it. I think that a woman cannot have any blood pressure problems, any medical problems, and she's huge. And I just think that it's an issue. I mean, if you want to go through sex, talk about sex, you can't roll in the bed, you can't flip-flop, roll over, whatever, different positions, 21 in a one-night stand, whatever you want to do.
What?
I said 21 positions in a one-night stand. I said you can't do that because of the fact that the woman is heavy. And I just want to take it to where the brothers are. Like, you know, it's just unattractive in that perspective. You can do something about it. You can change your diet. Well, you can check what works with your blood type. You can actually, there's an array of things you can do to prevent yourself from looking bloated and walking down the street. Like, it's just not, it's just like a Jell-O mold out of control. You know?
Oh, my God.
Perspective. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to hate. I'm just trying to state what it can look like, what it can feel like. And the individual might be happy with the way they are. All right, that's fine. And no matter what anybody else thinks, it's irrelevant. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're trying to hit it or whatever you want to do, when it's trying to be romance, it can wear you out. You go to work for 8 hours a day, then you come home to a 270-pound woman, and she talk about, come on, baby, let's love. You're going to be like, I'm going to go to sleep. And that's just the reality of it.
Okay,
you know
who has the earpiece from yesterday? It's got to be either Mark or Twan, because that noise is drilling.
Well, I want to speak on, so let's see. Let's continue to go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, now I don't, I'm on speakerphone. I don't have anything connected to my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you say, Red?
I don't hear anything. I think it's a preference. Oddly enough, I sort of agree with half of what Mark was saying, because it is a personal preference. It depends on what you like. Some men like big women. Some men don't mind rolling around with her doing 21 positions on one night stand. Some men are into that, just like some women are into big men. So it really depends upon your preference. If you are not into big women, then that's your choice. But
mm-hmm.
to make them feel bad about it, I don't think it would be cool to do that. At the end of the day, if they were born with obesity tendencies, then they can't. There's nothing they can do about that. All the dieting in the world is not going to change their DNA.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that.
Well, I'm going to ask, are there any brothers on the line right now that like thick or big women?
Wait, can I say something real quick? Wait a minute. I just want to say something about what I just heard. And I want to address it, because to me, this is kind of crazy. Somebody says, do I like a thick woman or do I like this woman? My question is this. Who cares what you like? If a woman is healthy and she's going to do what she needs to do to stay healthy, and a man likes a big woman, if a big woman is unhealthy and it's not good for her life and her lifestyle, I ain't talking about you like it, because guess what? People that's diabetic may like to eat sugar, but it's not good for them. So, yes, they have a right to choose to do whatever the hell they want to do. But I'm just saying, from a standpoint, especially from a black people standpoint, obesity is out of control. I mean, I live in one of the fattest cities in the United States. One of the fattest cities in the United States. I mean, and when you start talking about, and I'm just going to use a good example, I'm just saying this. If you got a woman that's, I don't know, I just use 5'2". She's 5'2", and she's weighing 175 pounds. Actually, that's too much for her frame to be carrying around. It really is. Now,
yeah.
If she's used to doing it, she may sound cool. And guess what? The guy might like it. So what if he likes it? So what if the dude likes the big booty on the girl that's like that? That's got nothing to do with her health. And so if so what happens, we have to be...
Are you trying to be her man or her doctor? Because at the end of the day, at the question was...
Stop. No, you know what? I want her to be around so she can be my woman.
Okay.
So forgive me, her doctor. I got to be a doctor to know that she's not healthy.
I choose to be with an obese woman, though. That's what you said.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. I don't do it. But my point is, from a community standpoint, when you start coming up with these types that you start saying you like, then what happens is you put a pervasive belief that this is a good thing to be. So no one will shy away from the fact that, wait a minute, it may look good to him, and it may look good to her to show it, but it ain't good for her. And the more that you show it and you model that, more people think it's okay to be that. So now we run around talking about sick, as opposed to healthy versus unhealthy.
Okay, so again, I think the question was, what would your preference be? That was the question.
And I say it again, like I said, I understand that's the question that I said, but I think we're putting a lot of, and we have done it for a long time, put a lot of things on it. Guess what? I can promise you, I don't care who's on this line. If all the women, and I'm just using an example, if every woman you ran into weighed 140 or less, and you didn't like women 140, and that's all was available, you think men going to start looking at men? Nope, they're going to find a way to adapt, no matter what they like, because they like women.
Well, I just jump in, and you know, the statistics on obesity for the year 2011, 12 states now have obesity rates of 30%. 4 years ago, there was only one. 20 years ago, no state had obesity levels above 15%. Today, 38 states have obesity levels over 25%. Mississippi has the highest rate of obesity for the past 7 years running.
Those ribs
thick,
are good.
Thick, y'all, thick women, thick. We like thick, 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 thick. That's what I'm talking about. Look at all this thick stuff. I'm just so tired of thick.
That's a different definition, sweetie. Thick and
okay, let me. I want to ask Rick. What do you consider thick, and what do you consider obese?
Well, first of all, I consider obese if you jump up in the air and land, and after a minute parts of your body still shaking, then you know it's time to shed a few pounds. You know, and if you're trying to get up in there, and you need the coal miner hats and shit with the light and chisels and boots and all that shit just to get up in there, then yeah, you know, okay, she's a little heavy. You know, time for the shed the pounds, but let me get to me. The problem with obesity in this country is the shit they feed into the people. Right now, they talk about all this organic and regular food and this and that. It should never be two types of food to give to the people. The bottom line, all the food should either be good for you or it is plain fucked up. What I see is plain screwed up. Somebody said to me the other day, oh, man, you got to eat right. I said, brother, they can't even afford in this country to eat wrong. You understand? You're talking about eating right? Lettuce and all that other stuff. Salad now, a Big Mac is cheaper than a salad.
Yeah.
You understand? They shooting the animals up with all kind of stuff that's making you huge. The vegetables are being shot up with stuff that's making you huge. You can't even eat nothing anymore. All this stuff is affecting
right.
the people.
You yeah,
understand?
And you know what? And you're right. So if you eat properly, here's the crazy part. If you eat properly, I guarantee you, if you ate like what Ricky's talking about, if you ate the way you're supposed to eat, not based upon a lot of other stuff that's being, like you say, injected, we do the right thing, you wouldn't, a lot of folks that they call thick would be disappearing. They disappear because by virtue of the fact that there's a lean diet is an expensive diet. See, a fat diet is a cheap diet, and he's right.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. If you go buy ground beef and you go get the lean ground beef versus the one that has more
yeah.
fat in it, it's cheaper. So you're right.
Yeah.
It's more expensive to eat healthy. But if it wasn't a differentiation and the food was not pumped with whatever it's pumped with, and we know it's pumped with a lot of stuff, I guarantee you would see a change in how the weight would be distributed. You wouldn't see a bunch of women with certain, or men, and forget that, because I get to forget the women, men too. Because think about
yeah.
it. Yeah. We, you look at our midsections. When they say a man's waist, based upon most of his proportion, unless he's some kind of giant like a Shaq, a guy that's 5'11 or 6 feet tall, for instance, which 5'10 is the average for men. So at just say 6 feet, a 6 foot man that's wearing pants that's 38 or 40, that's too damn big for his waist, believe it or not, because based upon the abdominal fat. based, if you look at the ratio of the fat and what that midsection is doing to his his pancreas, to his kidneys, to the various other parts of his endocrine system, it's crazy. And I'm just saying that we got to look at that. In general, if we look at 100 years ago, we didn't have as many people that were that had that type of dementia. We just didn't. They went up.
Well, right, because people, we got out more, we exercised more, we didn't have all these things. Technology is screwing us up. Because now you got a remote control for the microwave. You ain't even got to get off your ass and do nothing now. It's a remote control for everything. You can't get out.
The portions, the amount that we're eating. You know, a lot of times you go to a meal to get a meal, and they're giving you enough food for two or three people instead of just one person. And then you end up, well, I want to get my money's worth, so you gouge yourself, and that's a real major problem. With the way we eat. If you go overseas, you go to Europe, you know, you might get a little bit of food, and that's a portion. And they go by portion and percentage and all of that and teaspoons and everything else, where we go by, you know, cups, pounds, and ounces. You know, we just gouge ourselves. So I think that's the main thing that we have an issue with. When we go out to eat, we eat two or three portions, and then we're blowing up.
Well, sometimes it's not what you eat. Sometimes it's the combinations of things that make you fat, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just a lot of issues, man. We have a lot of issues in this country as far as our intake, our food intake and stuff. It's screwed up, bottom line. It's screwed up. And
okay,
they're concentrating on...
Hey, hold
like
on. We're going to take a break, and we will be back in 1 minute. We're freestyling.
In 1 second of 1 minute, it only takes one word, one gesture, one story, one idea, one hug, one kiss, one smile, one hand, one look, one touch, one dream.
Everybody got a dream.
One gift. And one person to do one of these things to make one difference. Oh, yeah. Before I go,
one thought.
Will you be the one to do at least one of these things? Today's segment has been brought to you by the number. It's been Mark Said It in under
1 minute.
And we're back, and we're freestyling. It's Thursdays. I'm your host, Bree, and you have joined the Bree Life Radio Experience. So tonight, seems like we are talking about some serious issues on the freestyle. And that was good for the first hour. But let's get fluffy, baby. Let's lighten up the topic. Now, I was looking forward to my brother coming on the line. I want to hear something funny. Because my day has been stressed the hell out.
What you want to hear? Look, you know what? Yesterday they were talking about these, you know, the brothers who are only a minute or two and all kind of stuff. Mark was hitting on some good stuff, you know, looking out for the brothers and so forth. So I think all the brothers have sent some pussy. Well, you know, the thing was, I'm talking about as far as, you know, if you factor in all the other things, you know, like, you know, the brother going down and he's the foreplay and everything and so on, shit, you may not only need but a minute before you bust that damn nut. I'm not talking about with the man, I'm talking about with the woman. You know? But a minute.
It's a noise.
What's
again.
That?
Who is that?
I have no idea. It always happens right around this time. It's just really annoying. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. That's much better.
Okay,
yeah.
That's better.
Yeah, so they said, you know, if the brother's doing all the other stuff, the foreplay, all the other things you do, and you get that woman to that point, she may not need but a minute. He may not need but a minute to take care of her, to take her the rest of the way. You know, so it's a lot can happen in a minute. And for that, I have a little poem for that. Now, it may only be a minute, only 60 seconds.
Who's doing dishes? Who is doing dishes on the show?
How you know they're doing dishes? What you got, Skype?
Whatever I got, I know I got good hearing. What is going on?
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Somebody doing dishes?
Let's
okay.
That's Mark.
For real?
Mark,
you think I'm doing dishes?
Yeah, brother. Brother,
yeah,
Mark,
I'm here.
He's a musician, man.
I'm just sitting there. I'm in a quiet room right now. I'm not bothering nobody. Nothing going on. I can make some noise, though. Like.
Oh, thank you.
I just, so you know it ain't me.
No, thank you. We don't want you making any noise.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, like I said, this is for my 1 minute brothers. All right? It may only be a minute. Only 60 seconds in it. It may be forced upon her. She can't refuse it. She didn't seek it. She didn't choose it. But it's up to her to use it. If she suffers, she may lose it. She give an account if she abuse it. It may be just a tiny little minute, but all of eternity will be wrapped up in it. That's a little poem for the 1 minute, brothers. The lock it out in a minute.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Oh my God!
Hey, the hell out of here with that!
Mm-hmm. I don't even like thinking about an hour just to think about that 1 minute.
No, I need. Yeah,
I'm
walking.
Like, I'm like, what?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna say you about an hour to think about that. Yeah, that's an hour. Yeah, that's an hour issue wrapped up in a minute point. That's
mm-hmm.
scary,
Hey, you know, you ever had a minute before you were waiting on something really important? Seemed like an eternity.
Well, you know,
what can happen.
If we want to get really philosophical and technical about it, actually, everything happens in seconds. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So even the whole concept of when a person has a orgasm, it happens in a second or a millisecond anyway. Now, people are not talking about how long it takes. They're talking about how long it takes to get to that second. Because
mm-hmm.
it always happens like this. It happens just like this. Everything happens, bam, like that. But it's the buildup that I think is being addressed. And some people want a longer buildup. Some women feel that the buildup wasn't long enough. You didn't stay around long enough to do some other things before, because even when they're on their orgasm, it happens. Like, it happens. Everything happens when it happens, at that second, in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think
so.
I think the last thing you remember with sex is the orgasm. I think it's all the other things that come with it. How you hold your legs.
Exactly.
How she moves her eyes or roll her head or whatever the case. That's all the stuff that lead up to that stuff, because a brother could be ready to bust a nut just by the way the chick talking to him, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Dirty talk, all kind of stuff. So it's really the climax is the last thing you remember. You remember all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's
about. It's a thing that happens the fastest. So, I mean, on women and men, you have the build up, but the bam is a bam. It's a split second.
It's about the build up. Yeah, it's about, you're right, it's about the build up.
It's
that's it.
You know, it is. I mean, and even if you can recuperate fast, it's still about doing the whole process over again to get back to it again. So even when a woman has multiple orgasms or multiple opportunities to have that second repeat itself over and over again, it is just what it is, and you still got to do something to get to that place again. You got to do something to get to that place again, you know, and when you got a partner, especially if you have a regular partner, then you have an opportunity to explore, you know, what works for both of you all in that space. You have an opportunity. Now, I've heard about partners who are, you know, selfish or who are unaware or unattentive, you know, and they're gonna get what comes to them too. They're gonna end up by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or they're going to end up with somebody else that really understands and appreciates that quickness that they come with, because they want the same thing. Because here's the thing. There's something for everybody, and I really do believe that. So the woman that wants a 1 hour and a half session, there's somebody out there that's willing to give that to her. And guess what? There's some woman that's cool with 5 minutes. They're cool with that for whatever reason. And I'm not saying there's a whole lot of them out there, but I think that you can find, you know, it's kind of like, you know, ask and it shall be given, knocking the doors open, you know, you speak to yourself finally. The 5-minute man needs to seek the 5-minute woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the 1-hour woman needs to find a 1-hour man.
Oh,
and the one that likes to be licked a certain way needs to find a liquor, the candy liquor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's actually a song called The Candy Liquor, man. They be listening to some stuff down here in Texas where I had y'all dying laughing. I'd be like, I'm from Chicago, you know, and we listen to the blues up in Chicago, but it's a different brand of blues in the South, baby. I'm going to tell you. They got a song. There's one song called Stand Up In It. This guy named Marvin Cease, he has me tripping out. Y'all look online for this guy named Marvin. He said, you got to lick it. You got the songs over there, but you ain't done nothing till you stand up in it. And I was down south with one of my friends in this little bitty town called Wharton, Texas, and we was at this barbecue, and they was playing all this music. And I'm listening to it. I was going to stand up in it. So this one woman say, Mark, you don't know what standing up in it means? I was like, oh, baby, I don't know. I don't know that I do. I mean, stand up in it. I said, what the hell is that? You know, but then they put the song on and they was listening. I said, stand up in it. I said, okay. You know, I didn't know that. Then they got a song called Candy Liquor. And these cats, they be having me down. But you know what? They be having
fun. That's Marvin Cease. Yeah, Marvin
Cease. You know what Marvin Cease
is. Yeah, I know about Marvin
Cease.
Candy Liquor.
Yeah.
Make you come.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
what you know about that?
No, yeah,
I
man, what?
Bree don't know nothing about that.
You got Clarence Carter stroking? You got stroking Clarence Carter?
Bree don't know about it. Yeah, hey, check this out, y'all. I was last year, I was at, again, I was in this little bitty town. It was about a town about 3,000 or less. And they had a little 4th of July thing, and Clarence was there. And he was doing I was like, man, I can believe it. I mean, he's doing his stroker song. And I'm sitting up here like, wow, this is like, I feel like I'm in a time warp. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy. But you know what? The people was enjoying the hell out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
You know what you should check out? A brother named Roy C. Roy
yeah.
C got a jam called Peeping Through the Window.
Yeah.
In Fidelity, Georgia.
Yeah.
And you ever heard Chick Willis do Stoop Down Baby?
Stoop Down Baby, yes, sir.
Yeah, Stoop Down Baby, and let your daddy see. You got something down there, baby, worrying the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Listen to
But check this out. So I listened to these same people was criticizing some of the hip-hop songs that I was listening to. Because, you know, I'm big into hip-hop, the old and the new hip-hop, because I make beats and all that kind of stuff. I love it, you know. So they was talking about the new reference and the language and stuff. I said, but wait a minute. I said, y'all want to play with language. Fine. So you don't take the time to curse. But I'm going to tell you, when you start talking about the candy liquor, I think that is about as far as you can go. I mean, what are you talking about? Well, you got to use your – I said, I ain't got to use no imagination when I hear you say that. What kind of imagination I need to use? That's pretty,
yeah, they play with a lot.
Like, you know what? I said, that's just being hypocritical. Y'all got y'all version and how y'all want the nationalist delivered. Y'all want to get a nice little bow.
Okay. Okay. Who's freestyling? Let's stay focused, people.
That is focused. He calls me. We're talking about the new. We just talking about the language in the songs and stuff. And I was getting ready to tell you about Chick Willis. Cause Chick Willis, he had Stoop Down Baby. He has lines in there like, you know, what did the frog tell the eel? The more you wiggle, child, the better it feels. You know what we're talking about. Come on, baby, don't you be so mean. Look up on the shelf and get the Vaseline. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
you know.
God.
You know, 1 and 1 is 2, and 3 and 3 is 6. I ain't so good looking, but I got a long time to live. You know what he's talking about.
Come on.
Come on.
Being out here in the South, though, you know, a lot of times in the North, the music is around, but, man, they be playing. This is like an everyday occurrence. Between this and Zydeco music, man, they have me going.
Mm-hmm.
They have me going.
Oh, yeah.
There. But you know what?
That's
I do enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, I love that music. Man, I have all that stuff, man. I love the blues, man. When they get like that, that's some good stuff.
And you know what, though? And you love it. And the crazy part about it is when these guys come to Chicago, to New York, to the bigger city, they pack out the places they go because you know what? A lot of people do know about it.
Yeah.
They be packing out the little joints when they come and they have blues festivals, man. They Chicago, oh, my goodness. They come up there.
Yeah, you know,
you would think.
like Mark, you know Denise LaSalle. She had
Denise LaSalle.
I could be a lady in the street, freaky in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yo.
But we know what, Ricky. We're not freestyling
on that. I'm gonna have to bring up on that. She ain't up on that.
We're not freestyling the way we're supposed to be freestyling. So we gotta let. What we supposed to be saying, Bree?
Don't star with me tonight. I'll tell you right now, because I had for it to be so beautiful outside, I spent most of it inside doing stuff that I really did not want to do. So,
yeah, but you know what? You had good news today.
I had excellent news today. Then I went to another place, and it was not good. And then I went to another place, and that got worse. And I'm very saddened by certain things that have happened, and I don't want that to be my freestyle. You know,
right? So we're doing the light stuff. We're doing the light
Mama
stuff
said,
now. Folks.
Mama said there'll be days like this.
But I'm gonna tell you this. Something,
uh-oh.
You know, for a couple of the brothers that are on the line that think I'm a mad black woman. This mad black woman has a very soft side to her. My brother sent me some pictures the other day and I burst out in tears because I looked at us and I was like, wow. I remember that day so clearly.
Yeah,
you know
like
what pictures I'm talking
ago.
About?
Yeah, it seemed like a lifetime ago.
Oh, my God. My freestyle is that I'm blessed. I'm a blessed woman because for all the things that have not been so great that have happened to me, one good thing that definitely happened to me in my lifetime is that I have two brothers by the name of Alex and Ricky Lee. And they love me. And they accept me for who I am. And they look out and protect me. So that's my freestyle tonight. I want to let them know just how much I love them. And when I saw those pictures of us when we were kids and growing up, thinking that we knew so much, 19 years old. Me and Alex they're looking like two goody goo-goos.
Ain't no shit.
At looking crazy. He ain't have a damn haircut. He ain't get no haircut, no trim up. Looking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there with red lipstick on. What the hell I know about red lipstick?
I don't think I had red lipstick
on since then.
Yeah. But y'all look good. That was
oh
all right.
My goodness! He sent me those pictures in the middle of the night and called me. I was asleep, woke me up and said, "Bree, I forgot. Go log on to Gmail and get these. I got something for you." I was like, "What?" He said, "You got to do it." And I went online and saw those pictures. I burst out in tears. So, you know, that's my freestyle. I love my brothers.
You ain't gonna start crying online, are you? No, I ain't crying. Not yet. Come on, cry. You need to cry. You got me over here crying. I'm like, man.
You know what I wanted to do, and I couldn't find it. You know, every time I see something, because I'm visual, I associate music with it because, you know, I love music. And the only song that came to my mind to and I was trying to find it on YouTube, and I couldn't find it. Was Ahmad's Back in the Day. And then I found the song and I started listening to it and then I started crying.
What song was that?
Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. that one.
Yeah, I had some harmonizing in there. That's you too, right?
Yeah, I picked up on it. You know, I was getting there with it. Come on. See.
Oh, okay. Yeah, y'all
are harmonizing. We freestyling.
All right, so that's sounding good. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. No, this ain't karaoke. My karaoke song is golden.
I got the microphone. On Jill Scott.
Who, Jill Scott?
Yeah, but that's my freestyle.
Jill Scott's song. Come on.
Well, I love your freestyle. I think it was very positive. It's very sweet.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
It's a freestyle.
You told your freestyle already,
Ray? I'm concerned. Red is not as hot as she was yesterday. It's like somebody came over and extinguished her.
All you need to do is to get her ignited. Say something crazy. Or Mark.
That's all I wanted to do.
She just love you. Say something crazy.
I said she wasn't hot, and that's what she came along.
Yeah, Rebby spitting fire, don't she?
She do.
Rebby spitting fire, boy.
I like having a Red. Because Red be bringing it. She be bringing the heat.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. I love the fact that Red is participating in our shows because guess what? It has added some much needed estrogen into the show because I couldn't continue. I would continue to hold it down, and because y'all know I ain't scared of you. Where am I from? Where am I from? Brooklyn. I'll bust you inside your head.
But I can't. Hey, you from Staten Island? Where you from?
What happened? Staten Island? Where's that?
Where's that?
I'm living. I ain't from Staten Island, but I'm living out here now.
God have mercy.
Staten Island when I leave.
It ain't where you from, it's where you at, baby. It ain't where you from, it's where you at. Ain't nothing wrong with me reminiscing, but right now my head is where it is. I'm in H-Town, baby. And I ain't from H-Town, but I'm down here.
Okay, Red has a
freestyle.
Can I say my freestyle or y'all still
bad? Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
No, we're waiting on you, babe. Go on.
We've been waiting for you, Red. Come on, Red.
My freestyle is so that y'all don't think that every single woman is bitter and she's part of the whole, what did you say?
Dickless Club.
That y'all don't think that. I just want to say freestyle is shout out to y'all are so silly. Y'all are silly. My freestyle is to positive brothers that are doing something positive in their communities, positive in their households, positive for their children and their wives and those that love them, and positive brothers who know how to stand up, step up, and move forward and do something better for all of us as a people. That's my freestyle.
And positive
brothers
in the bed.
Except for the two I know. Who you talking about? Because is he single?
They said that again. Who I'm talking about? I'm talking about all the brothers that are positive. Now,
all of them. Oh, that's the part I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
All the brothers that are positive, who are doing something positive for their communities and for each other and for the women in their lives. All men are not bad men. Don't get me wrong. I don't think that. I just like to check y'all when I know you're wrong.
Oh.
I'm saying. But at the end of the day, I know that there are some good men out here. I know them. I've met them. I know them. Okay? So I'm not saying they aren't. I'm just saying that when you try to come crazy, I'll let you have it.
There's some good women out here, too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good women out here, too.
Well,
you
thank
know?
You. Thank you. Yes, they are.
You know?
Yeah,
they are. So,
on the phone
right
now.
Thing we know about every remember this, every coin has two sides, darling.
Well, everybody,
you know, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. You really would mess up a wet dream. You just can't keep your mouth shut.
You got
long enough just to let it just stop right there.
Yeah, Mars,
Texas.
I gotta be honest. I ain't had no wet dream in a long time, so I try to make all my wet dreams alive. Well, I'm awake.
Oh,
my
God.
I'm
like, come on. Could you just stop there?
No, he don't know how to just say thank you and keep it moving. He just doesn't know how to do that.
Exactly, and that's why I do what I do, because I have women around me like you all that go keep on checking me, then I can check back, and it's a beautiful thing. I'm positive. Just because I didn't answer the way you want to answer, it's still positive.
No, mm-hmm. Did you get breakfast this morning, honey? Did you not
get
your meditation?
Honey,
oh,
honey,
did you take your meditation?
No,
honey,
no.
I made sure.
Here we go.
I just took my night pill. I just took my night pill.
You just took your night pill. Did you remember to take your morning pill because something has slipped?
The light pill?
No, not really. No, I took my morning and my
night
pill. I took my morning pill and my night pill.
Something is missing, boo.
I don't know. No, it's not. Red, come on, Red. It's not missing. It's there. It's there. You might need a magnifying glass, but it's there.
Well, next time when someone says something nice, it would be great just to say thank you.
I did not last night. Remember that. Remember that. Just like beauty is an eye of the beholder, a compliment is, too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
It is. It's lovely. You know, it's like a lovely day. Remember that, you know, what's my man named Bill Withers? Lovely day.
Yes, yes.
Lovely day. Lovely
you
day.
Know, when I wake up in the morning, love.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it hurts my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be. It's been a lovely day. It's been a lovely day. Remember this. This is radio, online radio, worldwide radio, radio for the people because we enjoy mixing it up. You know what I'm saying? It's like a good cake is not going to be a good cake unless you put some mixing into it. You just think
that's
it's a weed
right.
in the bowl. So
oh, no.
If you hear me say what I say, I'm mixing it up. I need you, Ed.
Bring it.
I need you, Ed. I need, see, Bree answered my prayer. She brought somebody to me. I need you.
How sweet is that? Well,
I didn't know what
I had no idea it was filled with such void, but thank you. I welcome the challenge and the opportunity. Whenever you need me to let your ass have it, you just let me.
Hey, Ricky.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah. Is Ricky still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Ricky, remember you were talking about that when a woman says something to you a certain kind of way, it might make you feel a certain kind of way?
Mm-hmm.
You heard that. You see how she said that?
What did I say?
Let me tell you something.
I've been knowing Red a long time, boy. She spent
I've
been knowing Red a long time.
Wait a minute. This is
my
sister. I didn't know that.
Listen to what Mark's saying, because I hear this all the time. Go on.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again. It's a conspiracy going on here. I didn't know. Wait a minute. Y'all all know each other?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That's fine. I understand. I didn't know.
Listen, wait a minute. You know what? You bring on your stealth people. You got Lula B and what is it? Dr. Mumbo Jumbo, Gail, Turtle. You got your people too, so don't act like you always ganged up upon.
But Mark, let me tell you, trust me, if I say the wrong thing, Red'll jump down my throat too, bro. You know, I'm not excluded from the club.
She brought some of her femininity to. She said, she didn't know what she said.
Red is to Ricky what I am to Alex.
Okay, wait. Well, say that again, Mark. I bore some feminine. Wait. Say that again, because I'm trying to make sure you give me a backhanded compliment. You don't let me have to get you. What you said?
I said you said something with a level of femininity in your fire that kind of like is just kind of like heightened the senses, and you didn't even know it. It's the way you said it. You didn't know that. You might not have known that. Women don't know sometimes. They don't know. They don't know about their femininity sometimes.
The power of the feminine bee. I know that. I know I have that.
Yeah, but you're not. You do what you just said and how you said it then.
I said it in the way that I thought it would get your attention.
See, I'm saying, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Check it out. I recognize your swagger. That's why I had to say something about it. It was just like that. I'm like, man, listen to that. Pow. POW on that. It's a beautiful thing.
I said, I'll take that as a compliment. Okay. But we can't be getting too sugary because you and I are rivals. Okay.
People
are coming in so they can hear that. They don't want to be here at all.
Wait a minute. Oh, come on now. You think I can't?
Oh, no. You know what? I got to keep it 100. I'm his rival. Because I don't think anybody.
Bring my little sister. No, Bree is my little sister. Bree is my little sister. Jeez, that's my little sister. I already know. I swear, when I talk to all these, it reminds me of my little sister. They the same age, too.
Who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody earlier, and I said, you know what? Mark is like that brother that you just can't stand.
You love
to hate him. You know?
Yeah, you ain't got to stand him. Remember this. You ain't got to stand him. You ain't got to love him.
Exactly.
Hey, Mark. You know who else is part of the clique too? Phoenix.
Yeah, I know about that. She's another one.
Will Townsend.
Yeah. Look, I'm hip. I'm surrounded by the crew. I'm loving it though. Cause see,
this is the interesting.
The other kind of stick.
This is what I call it.
The
interesting.
Kind of
you say what?
Huh? Phoenix is the candlestick, and Red is the firecracker. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, that was Thursday night.
What's that?
You know, yeah, Ricky wasn't there.
The night the women had the show.
Oh my goodness, it was awesome.
Yeah,
I listened to it.
I didn't call in because it was the first time the women had the show like that. So I just wanted to sit back and listen to the women get down. You know, that's what I say. I was gonna call you. Go, yo, Mark, man, just step back, man. Let them have it, man.
And I did. Hey, if you notice,
he couldn't rock with us.
That's when, Mark, you know what.
I can't rock with y'all, but my thing is this: I don't want y'all to lose y'all mind. Cause see, when I'm good. Y'all
ain't nobody gonna lose their mind dealing with you. No, mm-mm.
I enjoy y'all. Yeah, I enjoy y'all.
Come on now, please. Who cares?
We were making our points. You just couldn't deal with it. That's all.
If you go back and listen to it, actually I made my points really well. But what happened was you all had to talk to me. It was so funny.
He was so silent.
Y'all was hilarious. One person said, Red, this is not Red. It was Phoenix. Oh, okay, well, Phoenix, it was funny. Man, I was loving y'all. Y'all was going back with each other.
I loved
so
it.
Let me tell you what
we were on the same side for about 5 minutes, and then they started even disagreeing with each other, and I was loving it. I said, I love it when women start disagreeing with each other. That's the funniest thing in the world.
Right.
You know, when I stepped out, they got each other. And then a few minutes later, Mark, where you at? They want to ask where I was. I was on mute.
That's because you ran away. You went into the corner and you started pouting. We just wanted to make sure you was okay because we all know how spoiled and lack of nurturing that you are. So we wanted to make sure. That's all that was. You know what? I was thinking about that.
I said, Red can nurture me. She can bring me back to life. So that's why I came back in. I said, Red can resuscitate me. I'm like, you know, I'm like on that Joe song. It's an emergency. For real. I'm like, man, Obree song, 911. Come on. You know, some
dark
clip
song. 911.
There she go. Come on, break it down. I know she's going to kick in.
I told you that's not my song.
Okay. Okay, Mary. Come on, Mary.
No, that's not my song.
I want a few more shows where the women just had control of it. You know what I'm saying? I really enjoy
that. It's coming. It's in the works.
And we're going to open it up with cool. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what am I?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know what you got to get busy doing this weekend, then.
Oh, stop it. No leader. I should open my mouth.
Hey, there you go.
The folks, we want to put you to work as soon as you open your damn mouth. I'll see you with cheese and crackers.
There we go.
Amanda said, she sent me an instant message earlier. She said she kind of tired.
Thank
God. Hey, baby, go to sleep.
We can always call Amanda, you know.
No, we can't. Oh, no. Don't leave that baby alone. Leave that baby alone. Don't do that to her or me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you. Get out of here.
Yes. Leave that baby alone. We love Amanda. Amanda, hold down the West Coast, baby. Hold the West down.
What's that song?
Hold it down.
Come on, what's that song?
Hold the left coast down.
We got to come up with an entry song just for Amanda. What's that song, Mark?
Onward, Christian soldiers.
No, not that one.
Lost to war.
No.
She comes out with that cross in one hand, the Bible in the other, and I'll be like, oh my goodness. And she got some Roman sandals on her feet. She be marching. I'll be like, oh my God.
Stop talking about my baby now.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm like, baby, no. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's just the soldier there.
Oh, man,
yeah,
that is just the soldier.
Yes, she is.
Got the Bible and the cross. That's nasty.
Oh my!
That's what she be like. That's nasty. She was a boy. Alex and Tony would have their hands full.
No, I like the part when Twan said to her last night that she probably watches more porn than anybody on the line.
Yes, indeed.
That was hilarious. Can we get that somebody?
Them church women or something else.
Boy, tell me, I know.
Oh, don't get me started about the church people now. I love the church people, but there's some of them that,
I've loved a lot of them.
For real?
Yeah, okay, thank you very much.
Hey, look, I was a choir director, so you already know.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
I said I was the choir director, so shoot, come on now.
Yeah,
You did say that. You had two kind of choir directors. You had the homosexual choir director, and then you had the other one. I was the other one.
And speaking of the angel himself, it's Twan from Places Unknown. He dropped off the line for a little while. Twan, we were talking about you.
Oh, that's good to know. What were y'all talking about me about?
We was talking about how you got on Amanda for watching porn.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's right. Exactly. You see what he said?
Stop talking about my niece.
That was rough. You see what he said? Hallelujah.
I'm calling her right now. I'm
going
to tell her get on the line.
Don't drag her into the bowels of degradation. Don't bring her into the bowels of degradation. Don't do it.
Stop it.
Just grown folks conversation tonight. Come on, don't do that to us.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, so let's end the show. Let's end the last quarter of the show with a bang. What are we freestyling about? Come on, Twan, you had about 20 minutes to rest up.
20 minutes.
One of the things, you know, that, you know, I wanted to find out about is, what do a brother, I mean, what approach does a brother have to do in order to, you know, when he wants to get with a woman, ask a woman, you know, how to get intimate with the woman. I mean, like, I wanted to know, you know, from a friend of mine's perspective, of course, you know, he wants to know how, when you get older, does it become more difficult compared to when you're younger to, you know, ask a woman to be intimate? And how does a brother go about
it? I think it's easier.
It's easy
when they're older, because they don't, they deal with all that nonsense, man, and, you know, taking me out and doing this and doing that. They know what they want, bottom line. They know, not saying that they don't want to go out, but, you know, when they're young, you got to play a lot of games with young girls and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, older women, they get right to the point. They know what they
right.
want.
So you just ask for the draws. You ask for the draws, and if they don't want to give it, they ain't going to give it to you. You don't need to play around.
Yeah,
I don't know why people play around with that. Get ass for them.
Oh my God, would you please?
big girl Bree wouldn't do that no more.
I wouldn't run over nobody with my car. Now.
Exactly. So my point is, you can do it, but if you want it, just ask for it. Just go ask for it. You know what I'm saying? And they gonna say yes or no anyway. And it's easy. Just move. You can move around with it once you know. But a lot of times they gonna say yes because they want it too. Usually they want it too.
Don't play.
And, you know, because they just want it rough. They want it to be in the right situation. That's all. But they want it too.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think older women don't play. I mean, you're 40s now. You know the deal now. It's like, you know, hey, ain't got no time for games. You know, I want it, she want it. Ain't no playing no games.
Right. And Brie know that's true. She know that's true.
He was talking about Brie. I know that's true. I would prefer a person to be direct, but be direct, but be respectful.
Sometimes, you know what, though? Sometimes women don't want you to say it at all. So it ain't no respectful way to say it. Don't be asking me that.
Right.
You know, some of them, you going to have to deal with that. They don't think that's respectful. They don't think you should be even asking them nothing like that. Don't be asking me, you don't even know me yet.
Exactly.
What about the brother who he's married 26 years consistently, and now all of a sudden all of that's all over, and he's got to get out there now, and he ain't had to ask for no one. You know, he's straight up doing this thing. Now what do you tell that brother? Because, you know, basically, his skills.
Lord.
Wow.
What?
You know, I mean, these are real things that's going on out there. That's all. I'm just addressing some of the stuff that happens to.
I could say
this. If you've been married 26 years, you should be used to asking for it. You know, both married men are begging for it.
They have understanding about it. They have understanding, huh?
Making deals for it. You know, all kinds of.
They
got to take the garbage out to get some.
Remember married life being like that.
I can agree with you on is being being married and being in a long term committed one on one relationship. It's the funniest thing. You're right about one thing. Doing all those things like that do count for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. I mean, it's that basic day-to-day maintenance that really gets you points.
Yeah.
Because a woman feels like you're not paying her no attention and you don't care about her when you don't care about her surroundings enough, too. When you don't care about the fact that she's hungry, too, so why ain't you cooking? Why she got to always cook? Even if she's a master chef. No other woman told me one day, she said, I would rather that you burnt the damn meal than not try to make one at all.
That's right, because I remember I remember when I was pregnant with my son and my ex-husband for the only time in our marriage. I was so sick, and he was like, "You don't have to cook today." He made some hamburger helper. I've never ate no hamburger helper in my life. And he made this hamburger. It was salty as all hell. And do you know what I did?
Ate it?
I ate every last morsel.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. I didn't want to ever discourage him for attempting to try to make a meal for me ever again. He never made one, mind you, because he liked my cooking. He's like, "Nah, you cook." I said, "Okay." But at least he tried, and I didn't discourage him. Because I could have said, "Oh, hell no, I can't eat this." But I just had to drink a lot of water while I was eating. And that's something. Mm-hmm. That's what you do when you love somebody. Come on, what's that song?
So, Twine, I have a question for you. The person who was married for 26 years, he's now single and trying to start all over. Is he dating someone? That was a vague question for me, so I'm a little confused.
No, actually, he's actually, free of situation. And, he was talking to me, sometimes it's a whole nother world now because I got to get out there compared to when everything was all comfortable. I knew my zone with this one particular person. And now you never know, you don't know anybody, and now you got to go out and kind of do this and that and whatever. That's all it is. Basically, he needed encouragement to step out, and be there. And that was one of the things that we were talking about.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the singlehood.
Yeah, it is. It's scary starting all over, especially if you're used to a certain type of thing and now you have to go out there and, I guess, venture into unknown waters. And you don't want to, but you have no other choice and you have to, so you're scared to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. That happens. It happens to everybody. It's not just with men. It happens with women, too. The only thing he could do is jump in. Whatever mistakes he's going to make, he's going to know that they're mistakes when he makes them. The only thing. Jump in.
I know that.
Okay.
Do you think that, here's a question for you, because you're talking about a person that's been with someone for 26 years, so and now you suddenly find yourself not with them, and it kind of is synonymous with what we're talking about earlier. But to expand on that, when is it the right time to, start dating when you haven't, when you're not divorced yet? Do you think people who are separated should engage and get themselves involved in serious relationships? Let's hear from Mark. Mark. Okay. Well, let's not hear from Mark. Let's go to, is Super Duper still there?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my.
You want to hear from me about dating and being still married?
Yes.
Okay.
You said if they separated.
Yeah, if they separated, yeah, go ahead, do it.
It's that simple.
Just close.
Okay. What about Ricky? What do you say?
Yeah, I'm like, you go ahead, you separate, you go ahead and do it. It might spice the relationship back up again. You get out there and start dating again. If not, hey, whatever. Now you done found somebody else. You move on.
Yeah, just disclose. Disclose. Really, my song and dance, disclose. So that gives you an opportunity. If you don't want to mess with me, I'm letting you know what's going on. I ain't with my – because first of all, okay, Bree, I'm going to tell you this. Bree shot that at me, and I take that as a shot, but it's a good shot, but it's a shot. Because first of all, me and my wife broke up, 15 – well, we've been divorced so for, a little while, but we have been broken up for, she moved – left, went back to Chicago. I lived in Minneapolis.
we ain't never hook up. I didn't date really until my kid, like about 5 or 6 years later. We still hadn't gotten divorced. So the reason why, and we're getting to it on this show, we can talk about it on the child custody show or whatever. In any case, so we basically was apart. So I ended up in, you know, not divorced yet, but the woman I ended up in sort of a long-term four-year relationship with, I let her know this is what my situation was. She didn't have a problem with that. So we did what we did. Subsequently, I did get a divorce, but the reality was, at the time, I dated, and I dated several people, but the first thing came out of my mouth, hey, hi, like the Alcoholic Anonymous, hi, my name is Mark. I'm still married, but I ain't with my wife. I ain't slept with her, seen her in 6 years. But, hey, that's not true. She don't even live in the same city. She lived, before, at the time, was 400 miles away from where I live. We ain't seen each other. We ain't share no bed. We ain't share nothing but the babies that we had. Now we're there. They were babies.
Black people divorce is separation. You separate, you go ahead and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? When I separated from my ex-wife, when I first separated with her, she had a baby and everything after we separated. Mm-hmm. There's no baby from somebody else. You know, so we're like, yo, we were done. You know?
Now, but what I will say is this. I will say this, Ricky. It's interesting, and this with the one woman that I was with afterwards, the one thing I found was funny, though, she accepted it, but as things went on, she didn't really say anything about it, but she wasn't happy with the fact. Now, she told me she didn't want to be married. So that wasn't keeping us from being married. My thing is, back to disclosure, people got to be honest. If I told you up front that's what I am, don't accept it if you really ain't down with it. Because I really think it's not fair to you or me for you to start talking about something 2 or 3 years later when you accepted it. We never had a conversation. Now, if you come to me and say, hey, Mark, I don't like this arrangement no more. I want to do something different. That's one thing. But if you sat back and you was pissed about the fact that I didn't do X, Y, Z, now that's I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that. Because I openly communicated with you. Why aren't you openly communicating with me?
Now you know I was talking about when I told you that yesterday. Know what you want.
What you tell me yesterday, Red? What you tell me?
I said, know what you want. Be upfront. Tell the truth.
Yeah, but see, Red, that's what I was trying to tell you yesterday. See, we agree so much is ridiculous. Because, Bree, no, I'm Mr. Disclosure. I'm going to tell you so much about my life on the first day we met. You're going to either love me or want to run the hell away from me, but you ain't going to be something I didn't know. Because I'll give it to you. I'm going to break it down to you, sister. That's just me. Everybody ain't like
that. What is going on in the background?
I don't know.
No point.
It's not me.
A dog? I don't know.
Well, that ain't me. I just know what I mean. But watch this.
Sounds like a television.
What are you hearing?
I don't know. I just muted my phone, so I know it wasn't me because I muted mine. So we hear like some talking, some clacking, and some clicking and clacking or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what it is. I don't know.
Like I said, we're on the same page. Cause I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna tell you I'm unemployed. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna tell you everything.
Okay, but not every
you
man
got an opportunity.
Does that. The problem, and I didn't say all men, but most men do that,
and women too,
and that's the problem that I have. But but to get back to what Twan and Bree were saying. If you are single, I'm sorry, if you are separated, you live in separate dwellings, and you are going through the process of having a divorce, then you doing your thing and she's doing her thing and it's all copacetic, then that's on y'all. But you have to disclose the information. Do not keep it a secret because you are afraid of what your new woman is going to think or feel or do behind what you're telling her. You have to disclose. I believe that.
Oh, man.
You have to disclose. Or man, you have to tell them. You have to.
Definitely, or man.
Yeah, I've never heard what I had to say. I tell them straight up.
Definitely.
It's not easy.
Yep. Take it or leave.
I think that's one good thing about being older.
I got an interesting brief. Should people, should a man and woman who come to live with one another but are not married commingle their money.
Well, now, you're talking about accounts? You're talking about like bank accounts?
Yes. Commingle their money.
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Wow. Let's hear from Dwan.
Okay, this is the reality. When you have two people and they're not married and they actually have a bank account connection together, then there's some ways to protect that account, you know, to maintain the trust of that account. You're looking at either, you know, you're looking at some type of contract, common law, or something that's notarized, an agreement that
you bought them common law contracts for.
I mean, they stand for themselves.
Is that
and they're immovable, impenetrable, and the court recognizes them. And it has nothing to do with the state. It has something to do with two flesh and blood people. That's where I come from with that. But that's the only way it could happen and exist, because if not, then you're really just giving your money to someone else. Most of the time when you do actually have joint accounts from two individual people, you have to be those two individual people have to be there when this account's being created. And you can actually say, well, one person can't draw the money out without the other person, or there's a clause where it can only be $200 drawn out at a time per person, and that it can't go past that point without the other person getting. So there are rules without the other person being alerted. So there are the rules to the account. It can exist, but also it should have those clauses inside that account in order to make sure that no one actually takes the advantage, total advantage of the other.
Well, I felt that when something like that go down and you both have your private accounts and you have your house account. Your house account take care of your bills, your rent, and all the other stuff. You have your own private account. You know, to me, that until y'all really decide what you're going to do, whether it's marriage or you realize you've been together for a good while and you're married, even though you're not married on paper, you've been together a long time, long enough to say you're married, yeah, then maybe, you know, do the joint account thing. But in the beginning, everybody had their separate accounts. You have your house account.
Okay. Red.
Yes.
And what do you think on this topic?
I agree with Rick. I believe you should have your own private account, and then there should be a household account. I agree. Because until you're married on paper, I just don't. I've seen way too many situations where my girlfriends have come crying to me because the dude, she said that he was all in love with her, ran off with her money, all because they mixed them together and decided to have co-bank accounts. That's a dangerous thing. It's very dangerous when you do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard from my male friends where they buy this house, they move the woman who they think is the love of their life into it, something happens, and he get kicked in the street. She keeps the house.
Yep.
He loses everything. So I'm kind of shy against that kind of stuff. I really believe that until you have put on paper in front of a judge that you are together, that you should not be mixing nothing together at all, until you know that by law, you guys have to split everything down the middle. That's where, in order to protect yourself.
Well, I think that this freestyle has been unique in nature, not only just for those who are participating for the first time, or just the collective together was unique, but the subject matter that we was very serious. So, and I think what happened is that we had like a switch where yesterday was very lighthearted and funny. Today was serious. But in any case, I'm very thankful to all of the guest panelists. I'm thankful to my listeners. I want to just let everyone know that we exceeded our numbers for the month of May. Since this is the last show of the month, we bypassed April's numbers. So that was because there was a collective effort for everyone on the Bree Life Radio Network team. So I want to give a special thanks to Mark in Houston, Texas, to our new addition to the panel, Red, and to all the guest panelists that, that come on every week, and, of course, our listeners. So tune in next week on Tuesday to Relationship Extra, and just know that this is the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree, and I love you on purpose. Peace and blessings. And good night.
Good night. Everybody take care.
Yeah, yeah, 18 in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look,
yes, sir.
Look, we came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. Positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico.
So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down relationships to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, religion.